invited people to join him for dinner in Raleigh, Durham.
Hi, Fong here.
Hi, Fong, how are you?
Very good.
So, what we need are flight itineraries so that Jill can coordinate, first of all, shuttles from the airport back to or to the Carolina and back. The people we need to arrange dinner for on the night of the 5th with TK. So if you could send your flight itineraries to Jill, that would be fantastic.
I've received everyone's for basic science.
Okay. I love those basic sciences. They are detail-oriented.
Has to be.
All right. And how many people are going to be able to make the dinner, Jill? Do you know?
Hold on one second. Anyone getting there before 7? Right?
Yeah.
So I think that was everyone except for Michael.
That's correct.
Kim Cudd.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Charlie's flying in later, too. But that's just going off of memory. I don't have that in front of me right now.
All right.
You're talking about Monday night, Ed?
Yeah.
On Tuesday night, Fulton Cruz and myself are going to host a dinner for everyone. Fulton wants to show off the Bowl Center. Mm-hmm. And so I have a call scheduled with him today to make the final arrangements for that. So if people are going to be there for that, we'll as well. I think Fulton sent out an invitation yesterday inviting people. Does anyone in the basic science group normally get a government rate at a hotel?
Oh, I don't.
All right, so it's just Dale. Dale, you would get a government rate, right? I guess so. All right. Jill, we have to find out about government rates at the Carolina Inn today and try to make some arrangements so that happens for people from NIAAA.
I think I checked on that before we made it, and I'm pretty sure we got lower than the government rate.
Okay, great. That's good. All right, so right now Hannah Kinney and Peter Hammond are coming in, and they're going to speak on today on Tuesday. Now, the updates that we have on the agenda, basically the progress reports were due yesterday, and I only have one of them, I believe, unless they were sent to Jill. But Jill's been away for Thanksgiving. We haven't been able to get through everything yet. So if people can send me their progress reports, I would appreciate it because I have to get these coordinated, put together, and then send them out to everybody before the meeting. So if people can get me those today, I would appreciate it.
And are you looking for something from the Informatics Corps?
Andy, every year you do one for the annual progress report in January, so I would expect that, yes,
Okay, my apologies. I'll get you some today.
I'm expecting one. This is the one that we do every year.
Okay.
Dr. Sula,
did you get one resigned?
I got Jennifer, yeah.
Okay.
So we need those. Has anyone coordinated a symposium for the RSA meeting?
I did.
Michael, you got one going in?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, from last year for this year.
For the December 5th deadline for symposium for RSA for the San Diego meeting.
No, I have not done that.
Does anyone plan on putting one in? Okay. The clinicians will. In terms of the developmental projects, I haven't counted them up, but I would say got somewhere between 20 and 30 responses to the announcement that went out to the RSA and to the fetal alcohol study group. So we have quite a number of one-page proposals that we need to come up with a way to review those and decide which ones to invite to submit a longer proposal for the developmental projects. And we should be able to fund between two and four of those developmental projects for the upcoming third year. So I'd like to ask for volunteers to review these proposals and kind of rank order them to see which ones we want to just simply invite or that we're not interested in because they simply don't coordinate with the other projects. I know there are going to be some of those, or which we feel that the CFAS is simply not interested in. So people don't volunteer. I'm just going to draft all of the PIs.
I'd be happy to review them, Ed.
Yeah, I probably should. Should I recuse from the one that involves my? It might be an adjunct to my project.
Right. And we'll take care of that by deleting it from the file that you get.
Okay.
Several PIs have some relationship with a proposed developmental project. So
okay.
Excuse them from that. But, Tim, you're okay?
Yeah.
Ed, I will do it, too, except for the two that I'm aware of that came from New Mexico.
Right, Dan, thanks. And these are just going to be what I don't want to. What I would like to do is to basically come up with maybe eight proposals that we think that we would be interested in, so that we basically can get a success rate of somewhere between 30% and 50% on the final project, and not have everybody write a 10-page proposal. We would only fund 10% of them. So I want people to have a fairly good chance if they go to the trouble to write the 10-page proposal. So, all right, so we have three basic science reviewers plus myself. So that'll be okay. Charlie?
Ed, how are you going to do the final evaluation? What process? Is it going to be the external review committee or...
Yeah, it'll be the same way we did it last time. We will ask a member of the science advisory panel to put together a review committee and send them out. I may do the same thing with this, depending after I put them all together to see how many conflicts of interest we may have. We may need to go to an outside panel to just look them over and rank them. I think we're probably more familiar with what's going on in CFAS and therefore can maybe make the best first determination of how we want to. But it'll be an outside review committee that makes the final or makes the final rankings. And then, our Charlie's not on the phone, so we don't know anything about the alcohol issue that he's putting together or the tissue banking. How that's going. All right, so that's all the updates and reminders.
Warren Body is brought to you by the all-new Honda.
I don't need a new Honda. Well, I don't know who that was, but Jill, do you have any updates or information you need?
Not at this time. We're good on the basic science group.
Okay.
Except for those progress reports. Get those in.
Yeah, we need the progress reports because we don't have a lot of time this year.
And if anyone has any agenda items, just mention them now for the meeting because we're going to put together the agenda this week.
Yeah, that's another thing. If you have anything that you need on that agenda, we're going to finalize it today. Kathy, you're set for the meeting there?
Well, I think so. Jill's been working with the Carolina Inn, so I'm just assuming that they've got all of the case and AV issues covered. I haven't done anything there. That I guess the only thing that I've done is work with Fulton a little bit on this dinner party.
Yeah.
And I asked Al Johnson to join us for the meeting. I thought that would be helpful. And I would like all of my people from my lab to be able to be there to see what goes on. And anyway.
And that's fine. There are going to be some sessions that are going to have to be closed, but when we discuss on the joint day some of the budget progress. But other than that, that's fine.
Hi, this is Jill. We've got a room constraint issue, so let me know how many people you're bringing because we might have to move a room.
Okay.
And, Kathy, what's the best way to get from the airport to the Carolina Inn?
Well, I think people are probably going to need to take cabs, which is going to be probably about the same cost as taking a cab in D.C., but it's significantly farther. So it's about an 8-mile trek from the airport to the Carolina Inn. Be nice if people coming together could either share cabs, or I think Jill was going to try to work on a shuttle if a lot of people were coming at the same time.
All right, so there's no simple way to do it, just other.
There is really no simple way. I mean, the airport is sort of out in the middle between Raleigh and Chapel Hill and Durham, and the only way to get here is by car.
All right, so let's. Michael, I have a question. Did Keith ever hear anything on his project anymore? Was he in again for the second round?
Keith didn't submit a grant.
Okay. All right. All right, Charlie's not here.
I just dialed in.
Okay, Charlie. All right, any updates, Charlie, on, I'm sorry to put you right through this, but on your special issue of alcohol, are you set up?
I don't know who's on the call, but
everybody.
What I think we can do, and I've communicated to some but probably not all, is those that had intended to go to birth defects can come to alcohol, and we're going to go ahead with a double issue with a submission date. We really need them in by January 10th. I can push it a little bit, but just to get it out in time, we have to have them in by sometime not too long after our meeting.
Okay, and so then you've been in touch with the people who had them in for birth defects?
No, just through Christina and a couple of individual emails, but I've got a blanket email out to all prospective authors, including those to birth defects, that will go out probably tomorrow with the details.
Okay. And
we take both empirical and review papers, and, you know, it's going to be predominantly diagnosis and intervention as a theme.
All right. And your tissue banking report I saw from the last call, I think, was sent out.
I think that's – I commented back on from Tina that she wanted me to change something, which would be the final change.
All right. And
it was a minor change.
I think that then will be presented in January as kind of a final recommendation of what we should be doing.
I'd be glad to see that come to an end.
Okay, great.
And I think I do want to have the people, you know, identified that will be on the oversight committee, you know, in agreement and move ahead.
Okay. Do you have any plans for an RSA symposium just the RSA symposium?
Are you asking me or everybody?
You.
I don't have any specific plans.
All right, so why don't we get some just some updates on progress in each of the projects. So, Tim, how's it coming? And let's know what Andy's up to.
Did you say my name?
I did. I'm sorry.
Yes. So we now have, I think, four individuals that have completed the 300-day procedures and are in the can. and we have 34 individuals that are in our enrolled right now. They're receiving their alcohol treatment, and we anticipate by the end of the spring, early summer, to have completed the first study.
So no problems or issues that need to be resolved?
Well, we got a slow start the first year because the money came after the opportunity to buy the animals, and so we hoped by this time to have half the animals in the can, but instead we're going to have all of the animals in the can by the time we anticipated. But that's by accelerating at this point. We had to build some additional cages, buy some additional pumps, but all of that's been done.
And Andy's scheduled to come down, and I think we've...
That's right. He's coming the first week of, I think, just after the visit, the North Carolina meeting.
Okay. And I think that we've taken care of the supplements to your project or the subcontract, so...
Yeah, I haven't double-checked on the money getting here, but I think it has.
I think it's all getting there. All right. Any startling results to tell us?
Oh, you know, we have so few animals that have completed the study. I don't think there's much to say. At the end of the 300 days, then there's about 3 months of tissue processing, so we don't have any cell counting completed yet. So it's a lengthy procedures.
Sure. All right. Kathy?
We have our first paper, which is the acute day 8 exposure time, has been reviewed, and we're making some rather minor revisions in it right now, so we're really happy about that. We are going to start writing the day 7 paper real soon. That all of that data is in as well, and we've got a couple of really interesting animals that have sort of median facial clefts. And one of them has these really interesting cortical heterotopias, and another animal that has an apparently normal-looking brain also has cortical heterotopias. So that's a pretty cool finding. We think that could keep us busy for a long time trying to figure out how they get made. We've completed all of the segmentations for all of the acute exposure days, so we're kind of ahead of schedule there, and happy about that. We've all of the animals that Zoe sent us, we have finished the scanning on and are ready to start segmenting those animals. So anyway, we're perking along.
It sounds like you've done well in the last month or so.
We've been real busy, yeah.
Good. Jen, I know your project's more clinically, I know you have several of them going on with the choline stuff, but how about your basic science project?
We're continuing now with the supplementation study. We should probably be finished with that initial study, at least generating animals in the next few months. We've got about 54 litters generated now. Deficient study was completed, and we're analyzing those data and starting to write up papers. And then I did get some blood samples from Carl's group. We had sent them just initially some fetal and maternal bloods from just a couple of ethanol and a couple of control animals. And I talked to Jan Uri Adams, who works with Carl, and we're going to try and get a call this week with Tina and Carl to discuss. I mean, the data looked kind of intriguing to me, but I want to talk to them in terms of interpretation first, and also looking at what they're seeing in the clinical condition, because Jan's suggesting that there may actually be some increases in their plasma choline levels. That doesn't mean we still don't know what's happening in the tissue, but I'll probably be able to give you more information on that at the end of the week on the clinical call.
All right, so then we should expect to hear some or have some results by the January meeting that you can talk about?
On the blood choline levels?
Well, on that, or if You have 54 literates of something, right?
Yeah, I mean, the data that we have with the animals is pretty limited at this point. But, again, in conjunction with what they're seeing clinically, I think, you know, we may have something interesting. I'll know more at the end of the week after talking to them and the interpretation of the data.
All right. Huang Zhao?
We have completed the set of, in terms of the dosing versus staging of the alcohol exposure. This is full gestation full gestation from the E7 to 17 has been completed, and we have actually, remember, we're going for both lines from the two vendors. So we have a comparison of the two in terms of the drinking and the facial dysmorphology. Those data are being collected. We are currently writing up those comparisons. And the facial imaging we have done with micro video, the current data is coming from the 2D, but we're also beginning to collect in the 3D data, which is coming from composed of the five different angles, and to compose a 3D data that will be more comparable with the human data, which is direct lines between the two points in 3D. So those are coming along. There's one paper being accepted on the computational rendering of the 2D to 3D. Xiaofen is leading the authorship. And for the micro-CT, we have looking into a two postnatal stage P7 and P21 with the same alcohol exposure. The micro CT data has been seen that they are compromised at the, in terms of bone formations, and that piece of information has been now putting together as the manuscript.
All right, so it sounds like things are coming along on the various projects. It sounds like there's at least one paper that's been accepted and a couple more being written and should be by the CFAS meeting. So I think that's pretty good. Michael, you have anything that you need to add here? Charlie, either one of you?
I know that Fung is one of those that's planning on submitting to the alcohol special issue, and if anybody else that has not made any kind of commitment to do that and wanted to do so and could submit something, you know, by January the 10th or so, we can certainly take it, especially if it has to do with diagnosis.
And Fung, I have a question that I know Tatiana was thinking of putting in a facial imaging one, the RSA. Has she been in touch with you or no?
We had actually a lengthy meeting on that. Here's is what it's currently, I probably should get it from Tatiana. The computational analysis of the face, at this point, she would target on the mouse regions, and that is to look in the curve and the field trim of the length, and particularly the curve. So what happened is that the old camera has run up to a reasonable predictions on board. So computational predictions, and the degree of the validity, we feel that can still be improved when the new camera is on board. But the data, from what I understand, is the data from the new camera has not arrived to Tatiana's site. So she and we were talking about a little bit debating whether we should put this forward in light of that the new data may come later than now.
I think the only place the camera is really operational is here in San Diego. And I'll find out from Sarah if images aren't being sent to her. But
that'll be very helpful.
All righty. I'll check on that. Michael, do you have any comments, questions?
Let you know that some work that wasn't directly related to CFAS but may have some relevance to it was just published yesterday in PNAS, and this is work that we showed part at one of the meetings looking at the basic mechanism of how NAP might signal in the developing cerebellum and showing that ethanol actually blocks NAP signaling in postnatal cerebellum.
I believe I saw a preprint of that. Did you get any word on that?
I actually sent you the online publication this morning, so you should have that now.
This is Dr. Chen, right?
Yes.
Did you get any word yet?
I'm sorry?
Did you get any word about anything else?
No.
Very positive.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay. So...
Mike, would you send that to me as well? This is Dan.
Ed, maybe you could send it to Jill and have her send it out to the Basic Science Group.
Will do.
Good. Great. Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Anything from Dan?
No, I don't think so at the present time. You already hit the topics that I was wondering about.
Okay, Lori?
Oh, I'm fine.
Well, you've got a renovated kitchen. We know you're not fine, but...
I'm fine with what I've heard today.
And Dale?
Nothing to add. Sounds like real good progress.
Yeah, I think I'm pleased with the basic science project. If we can get those progress reports, I can get those out. And so Dale, I think, needs an opportunity, some time to go through these, because this will be his really first meeting representing NIEEE at this for CFAS. So... the sooner I get them, the sooner I can put them together, collate them, and get them out so that we can get them to the science advisory panel and give them enough time so that when we get to the meeting, we can we don't have to review all this stuff again. So are there any other issues that need to be discussed? Well, then, thank you very much. Michael, you want to stay on for a second?
Sure.
All right, thank you. Jill,
thank you, Ed.
Did you have anything to add, Jill?
I'm good. Send those progress reports.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.